Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey sports station. This is Jones and Keefe.
Mike, what's the game plan for the starters, specifically Drake, come Friday night?
Again, focused on today. And they'll get a lot of reps, so... Today, different situations, and again, I would say most everybody that's healthy should expect to play in the game. How long they'll play, I don't know, but we have to prepare to play in football games and, you know, prepare to win football games. So that's the mentality that we're going to take.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Happy Friday.
Are you ready for some preseason football?
Oh, of course, it's game day. Game day, Jones. Did you wake up with that smell in the air of football game day?
Is that what that is?
What is that?
I don't know.
A little ripe.
I'm excited.
I did like yesterday. Hart was like, "Oh, you guys brought the bugs in here?
Like, we haven't been here for 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
We haven't been here." He's like, "Us either." I'm like, "Oh yeah,
okay.
Right. Yeah, it's summertime.
That's,
no
that's
one's in
that
here.
Is." But no, it is officially upon us.
Heck yeah!
Preseason football coming your way.
We made it.
On a statue night, on top of everything else.
Well, as you pointed out yesterday, I was very ashamed to not do the math on this myself. The Patriots are undefeated on statue nights.
They've never lost.
Never lost.
And leave it to our guy Billy Laney for doing a little bit of sleuthing.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, so they're showing some shots. So the statue has not been unveiled yet, but it is in Foxborough. It is outside the stadium, and they have like a cloth over it. And it appears to be kind of a...
They threw some sweatpants on this morning. What that statue
pretty much.
Like.
The trophy's 12 feet high, and it is glorious. I've seen it.
Yep. That was from somebody down there live.
The news cameras are, like, breathlessly lined up for this thing. I saw, slow day, I guess. I don't know how many of the local news channels, but I saw they're all, like, lined up, ready to go.
But people want to know what this thing's going to look like. What pose is he in?
Yeah.
And Laney thinks, just based on the shape... of the statue that's covered, right, by like a cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's holding a trophy up
in
the air.
A reverse Paul Brown.
No, it's not the reverse Paul Brown. They're not doing the reverse Paul Brown.
Man, that would be a bold statue choice.
It's him holding a trophy. If that's the case, how do you feel about that?
I mean, the man's all about winning. So, I mean, I...
So you don't like that?
Well, it wasn't my first...
No, me neither.
Out of all the choices we talked about, it was not one I ever
also
mentioned.
Also, like, how do you pick just one? The guy won 6 Super Bowls.
Sure.
Well, 7. But he went six here.
Yeah.
He's holding the Bucks one. No, so I wanted him in full uniform, like throwing a football or like holding the football, like looking downfield, looking for his favorite receiver, Jones, which of course was the open receiver throughout his entire career.
Yeah, if it's James Devlin out there in the flat, he's getting it.
Yeah, see that? If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube right now, You see the shape of that? Does that look like maybe someone holding a trophy above his head?
That is what it looks like.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think he's going like, I've seen a few different versions of it. He could do like the two hands over his head on the trophy. He could do the one where he's kind of just
one,
like,
yeah. He should have one in this hand, like one in the other hand, yeah. One in his pants. Like what? Like, a couple on the ground. Just like trophies everywhere.
I guess I got to see the statue before I fully grade it, but if it's just him there holding a Lombardi, I kind of wanted a...
Holding a Lombardi.
I wanted a game action.
Me
I'm
too.
With you on that. I wanted
helmet
a game
on.
Action shot. Yeah.
Helmet on.
Yeah.
Football, get ready to get tossed, but so be it. Full uniform. I don't know. We haven't had any football player statues, so this is new to us, right?
No, brand new day. Yeah. And as Mike Vrabel said, I think we're going to get some starters tonight.
Woo!
Everybody who's healthy should play.
Well,
Mike Vrabel said the other
leaves
day.
Leaves a bit of an out.
It does. So we have thoughts on it. 617-779-7937. Jones and Keefe here on a Friday. It's Top 5 Friday. We will count down the top 5 Patriots preseason heroes.
We always fall in love with somebody in the preseason. Most of those guys don't make the team.
Right.
Some of them do, and then fizzle out anyway.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of guys that you put up big numbers or you get attached to in the preseason.
So just to be clear, it's not like a guy who kind of came out of nowhere and then had a great career.
Right.
It's a guy who kind of came out of nowhere and then after the preseason kind of remained nowhere. Right.
Yeah. Pretty
that's
much.
Kind of what we're doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Okay. That's how
I got five
that's
of those
list.
Guys written down.
So that's our top five Friday. Yep. At 10:45 here on Jones and Keefe. We got a Friday 4-pack for you. At 11:30, 4-pack of questions as we do every Friday. Week in review, 12:45. And back by popular demand, Keefe's keys.
Oh, yeah.
To the preseason.
Oh, they're on ice.
You still have them here?
Yeah, I put them in the freezer.
You didn't forget them?
No, I got them.
Okay.
I got them here.
I'm happy to hear.
I need them. How else do I get in my house?
So a busy, busy day here on Jones and Keefe. I think the Drake May question is very interesting after the games we saw last night. Joe Burrow, I think it's smart for the Bengals, by the way, to play Burrow and Chase. They look locked in. They started slow every single year. They're finally like, hey, I don't know, maybe let's try to do something about that and actually start the year on time and actually treat preseason like it can get you ready for the regular season. And I am a believer in joint practices, preseason, all this stuff. People say it doesn't matter. People say you can't tell anything. I vehemently disagree with that. So the Bengals played Joe Burrow last night. That would be the good side of getting your starters a couple of reps. The bad side would be Anthony Richardson.
Well, just stop right there.
Starter for the
Colts.
The
bad side would be Anthony Richardson.
Got hurt playing last night in a preseason game, Keith. So
for himself.
Based on what happened last night, your read into it, and the specific situations, what should the Patriots do?
It is a fine balance, Jones, but I would start and I would play Drake May. You have 3 preseason games, and if it was the same coordinator from last year, or let's look at the other team for a second. If you told me Jaden Daniels wasn't going to play tonight, I'd say, okay. He doesn't have Terry McLaurin. He had an unbelievable rookie year, played deep into the playoffs, has the same offensive coordinator and the same head coach. He's probably pretty ready to go, right? As long as he's in shape, seems like he is. He still has a few more weeks of practice, 2 more games if you even really want to. Like, Jaden Daniels, I don't think he even needs it. Drake May, new head coach, new offensive coordinator, new communications with those guys, as well as a bunch of new teammates on the field, new playbook. Yeah, I'd give him a few reps. You're not going to burn any of these guys out. No starting quarterback is going to play deep into the first preseason game, so I wouldn't suggest you do that. But I would give him a minimum a series just to go through that and then maybe ramp it up a little bit in the following week.
Yeah, so I would like to see him play. If he doesn't play in the third preseason game, that's fine.
Yeah.
But he should get out there and play a couple of series tonight, a quarter at most, I'd agree with you, and then about a half in the second preseason game. And I personally am not that worried about him getting hurt. It would derail things for the Patriots. I mean, they have nothing behind him, but...
Yeah.
When I say I'm not worried about it, I'm not putting him in bubble wrap. I'm not treating him with kid gloves. I want him to go out there and play. I want him to get reps. And, you know, most of these elite quarterbacks, high-end quarterbacks, most of them know how to keep themselves healthy. Brady was the greatest example of that. But there's a lot of quarterbacks now. Josh Allen does not miss games. As we found out last year, even faked started the last one.
He's got a streak
against
going.
The Patriots to keep his streak going. So the high-end quarterbacks don't tend to miss time. Has Mahomes missed a couple of games in his career with, like, a dislocated knee?
Yeah.
Other than that, he never misses. And May's already missed a couple, but he's got to figure that out. Josh Allen missed early in his career, too. He missed some time early on as a rookie. You can't keep him off the field and hope that by staying off the field, you're going to keep him healthy. He's got to learn that on his own. I think he learns that by reps. I think it's important for the team to, A, start on time early this year. There's a lot of winnable games early. And, B, I want to keep the chemistry going with whatever receivers are out there tonight. I wouldn't bet on Steph Diggs being out there
tonight.
Probably
not, no.
But keep it going, you and Pop Douglas. See if you can get some chemistry going with Travion Henderson, who's going to play. Kyle Williams is going to be out there. Keep it going with Kayshawn Booty. I think all that stuff is important, and I think this is where you can do it. You don't need to do it for four quarters. You don't even need to do it beyond the first quarter. But he should be out there starting tonight. Yep. If Joe Burrow can do it, and Burrow is a guy who's missed a lot of time, if Joe Burrow can do it, Drake May can play a couple of series. I think that's the right move.
But even as simple as some of the quarterback center exchanges that we saw at the beginning of camp where the ball was getting on the ground, like they need to obviously clean that up. They sort of have as camp has moved on. They had a good joint practice against Washington. But even Drake May with, you know, Garrett Bradbury, so you have a new center, you have a new left tackle, you have a new left guard. You have a new right tackle, probably. I don't know if Moses plays, but even if it's Bryant, you have a new right tackle. A couple of your receivers are obviously new. If you're working with Henderson in the backfield, new. Like, that's a ton of new guys to the entire operation for Drake May. So why not? Like, why not go through it, the whole pregame routine that you would normally have, and then, yeah, play a little bit? Because we were there for all of camp. Obviously, the quarterbacks aren't hitting the ground, but, like, nobody's hitting the ground. So, like, this is an opportunity where this isn't two-hand touch tonight. Like, there's going to be actual tackles, which is, for everybody involved, is going to be, feels like kind of a first, right? Like, the first time Drake May gets hit, it'll the first time
be a first
he got
for the
hit.
Pats. Yeah. I don't know if Washington's been doing any
Washington
more aggressive.
Washington seemed like they didn't even want to do anything with
it. Didn't seem
like
it. I'm just saying, for the Pats, yeah, it's definitely going to be the first time any of them get basically contacted.
No. So, I mean, and, you know, this was a Bill Belichick thing, too, from years ago. It was just, you know, you can't play scared or like, hey, you let me know when the guy gets hurt, I'll take him out for that play. Right? Like, it's football. Like, guys can get hurt all the time. There's no sense. And that's why guys that are kind of working their way back from injury, like, all right, take the time. The first game that counts isn't until September 7th. So, Diggs, Carlton Davis, Morgan Moses, whoever else you want to put on that list, sit down. Like, you guys don't need to play. But everybody else, pretty much the entire rookie class, and at least for a series or two, Drake May, I think, should be out there.
So I heard Wiggy and Curtis and Courtney talking about this today, Shime. Do you think Will Campbell plays the same amount of reps as Drake May? Like, when the first team is out there, are they all out there just with Drake May? Or does Will Campbell and Jarrod Wilson, do they and should they get extra reps?
I think those guys should get extra reps. If you want to tell me Garrett Bradbury is going to just be out there,
right,
with
some
Drake
of the veterans,
May, fine.
Yeah.
But like Jarrod Wilson right now is the starting left guard. I don't know if that's like case closed, nobody, like nothing to see here type of thing.
It seemed like maybe a week ago that was airtight. Now they've started experimenting with a few different things, namely Ben Brown.
Mike Onwenu is another guy. He doesn't need to play when Drake May is out. But the two rookies, yeah, they should get a few more reps. Get a few more like live round reps. I don't need Will Campbell playing in the second half tonight, but, I would give him more than Drake May. Yeah.
Right. But
yeah.
If you assume that Woolridge is going to play like a big chunk of this game.
Maybe not even any Woolridge.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So like if May's going to get a series or two and Dobbs gets a series or two, maybe he gets all the series with those two quarterbacks. And then whenever they're done, he's out of the game. I am curious to see him tonight. I heard Wiggy's keys earlier today. We're going to get Keith's keys at 1 o'clock.
Oh, man. We got rival keys?
Dueling keys.
Dueling
keys? I guess
is
what we got going on. But he had Will Campbell number one.
I bet mine are different.
And I am curious to see
it. Did he tell us how many Derricks were in the game?
Cause
let's not spoil the keys, Nick.
I didn't tell you the answer. I'm asking if Wiggy asked.
Because, Keith, you know, you had the Binox at Joint Practices the other day.
I was locked in.
But there's a lot going on, right? The Commanders are on this field. Patriots are on that field. Like, I don't know. Again, I'm a simpleton. I like shiny objects. But you put the game on, and I can watch some replays, and I can watch things a little closer. I feel like I'll be able to get a better feel in that setting watching him than I can from 500 yards away trying to squint and see what's going on a practice field.
Like, oh, you missed it. It's over here. Oh, you missed it over there. Oh, no, they're running something down here.
I feel like despite us being there for 10 days, you can only take away so much. I feel
my
like
home
tonight,
away from home.
Tonight is a game where you can see it, and I'll be able to kind of get a better feel for it than I was, you know, again, sitting up on a ramp trying to see him two fields away.
All right, as it relates to Will Campbell, does your opinion change at all if Washington like immediately goes to their third string defense?
Yeah, I mean,
because like, is it diminishing returns, or are you just like, I just want to see him do it again?
To get him out of the game?
Well, like, Yeah, so like if he stonewalls a guy that's not even going to make the team, are you like, great.
I won't care about that. If he's stonewalling Von Miller, then sure, I doubt Von Miller plays.
But like, I don't know how long any of those guys are going to play, which is tough.
But I think he should get a good amount of reps tonight.
Yeah.
And even if it's against third stringers, I won't go nuts if he pancakes some third stringer who's not going to make the team.
Hopefully he does.
But I still think he gets those reps. I will go nuts if some third string no-name beats him for a sack.
Yeah, that's true.
But in general,
that thing is like a lose-lose almost at that point.
In general, for him, I want him to get the reps either way, though, to answer that question. I don't care what Washington does. I want him to get the reps either way. We'll read it how we read it. Depends on how it plays out. But I want him to get those reps either way.
Of all the rookies, he's the one that is the most assured of his role, at least to start the season. Like, Jared Wilson, I think, is your starting left guard. Trayvon Henderson seems like he's going to be in the mix, you know, so I think I want to see him. Kyle Williams is going to be, regardless of the quarterback, that's somebody that's going to be, like, fighting for time. Probably needs to make a couple plays, and not, like, to make the team, but just maybe for his own sake, because he seemed like he started camp towards the top of the pecking order and had a highlight play.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Like a week ago, like a 40-yard touchdown from Drake May.
Oh, that was in the scrimmage, yep.
Yep.
But in the scrimmage, he also had a mix-up with Drake May that led to an interception. So that was a mixed bag.
And then
the best play he made was the first day of camp where he had the catch on Gonzalez.
Yeah. No, then there's another one, actually, when we were at camp where he had one down the right sideline. Remember that one? That was a long play to Kyle Williams.
Yeah, who was that from? Was that from May or was that
from I think it was from May.
It was?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. But then, like, yeah, he's had highs and lows because he's had these long touchdowns. Then he's had drops. And then pretty much invisible versus as much high praise as we had for the joint practices against Washington, we never mentioned Kyle Williams' name once.
Nope.
So let's see if he can bounce back a little bit.
617-779-7937. How much do you want to see Drake May and the other offensive starters specifically in this game tonight? Starters in general, you can weigh in there. That's your phone and text number. You can interact, Jones and Keefe, on Twitter and Instagram. You can also watch and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. You can do the same on YouTube. Watch and chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. So I think how the Bengals handled last night, Keith, is very interesting. They've had trash starts. We know it very, very well from the way the Gerard Mayo era started last year against the Bengals. So clearly Zach Taylor and Cincinnati are sick and tired of all these slow starts. They've been horrible week one. They've been horrible in September in general. They catch fire late in the year. Last year it was too late to turn things around. I think that's instructive. And I hope we see tonight Vrabel emphasizing those same things. The Bengals are tired of starting slow. They realize September can cost them. People used to tell me the first month of the year doesn't matter.
Well,
it's extended preseason.
Yeah.
It mattered to the Bengals. It kept them out of the playoffs a year ago. And because the Patriots have winnable games to start, and we've gone over the September schedule quite a bit, but because they have winnable games to start, Vegas week one, My guy Genty did not look good last night.
Yeah, what happened?
At Miami, week two. I think their offensive line is bad. Week three and four, home against Pittsburgh and Carolina.
Yeah, come on.
It's preseason, guys. I don't care about the preseason. You know that.
Right, save that clip for Monday.
Four winnable games, and I want them to start on time.
Yeah.
And I don't want them to get out there the first month of the year and go, well, you know, we're still kind of learning the McDaniels. No, this is when you can, in a game situation, learn the offense, go through those scenarios, and be ready to hit the ground running. I think they need to, because it starts to pick up after that. The Buffalo game is obviously not going to be an easy one. And then you have some tough opponents down the stretch. So I want them to get off to a good start. I think emphasizing the preseason will do that. And I think watching the Bengals last night is instructive to that. They're sick and tired of starting slow. They actually put a premium on preseason reps, even a couple of drives. And I think that's important.
Well, it's funny because the talk that, you know, we were reading from Greg Bedard, where he's like, this is the lightest camp he's ever seen in his life. They're not doing a whole lot. You know, we won't know until a month into the season whether we look back on that and be like, hey, that worked out for him, or hey, maybe they'd like to do things a little bit differently. But now tonight's the first time that we see a Mike Vrabel-coached Patriots team. What's the game plan? Like, what does it look like for the starters? And also what he just said. He's like, everybody who's healthy should play. All right, does he really mean that? Like, is that, and is he a man of his word? Because if he sits a couple veteran guys, like, fine. I still think he's being truthful. But if he sits just like a whole swath of players, you'd be like, all right, that's not what you said was going to happen. And then now you only have two more preseason games to go. You would think most guys wouldn't play much at all in the third one. Especially, right, because then they change when you need to cut your roster all the way down. Because back in the day, you didn't even have a full...
I think basically all the cuts come at once now. It used to be step down, like 10, then 20, then the other 20, something like
Meaning,
that.
Meaning, though, that you can still have like 90 guys in that last preseason game, where years ago, I don't think that was always the case. But, yeah, how much of maybe the light practice, not a lot of hitting and things... was in part knowing that you have these games where there is going to be full tackle and you're kind of allowing that. Like, I'm interested to see that part of it. You know, how does he manage the players, who gets significant reps and who doesn't?
Best guess, Steph Diggs tonight?
No.
I don't think so either.
I would say,
and
I'm
honestly fine with that. I wanted him in the joint practices. He ultimately participated in about half of the joint practice the other day. I don't need him in this game tonight. Like, he's one I understand managing tonight. I'd say the same about Moses and Davis. But everybody who's healthy and you're not managing... they should play, Drake May included.
Yeah, I would say Steph Diggs, Carlton Davis, Morgan Moses don't play. I don't know if I'm missing anybody else. I think everybody else gets
Gonzalez. Obviously.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously Gonzalez. Yeah. Everybody else, though, I bet gets at least a series.
Good. Yeah. That's how they should treat it tonight. So, first look at the Patriots for a lot of you out there. Maybe you weren't able to make it down to training camp or the joint practice. And even if you did, it's a first game situation tonight. In the preseason, what do you want to see? And how much should May play tonight? You can discuss 617-779-7937. We got a top five Friday coming up about a half hour from now. The top five Patriots preseason heroes.
Oof.
We'll count them down.
It's a good list.
Friday, four-pack, 11:30. Week in review, 12:45. And Keefe's keys to the preseason at 1 o'clock. So stay tuned for it. Billy Lanny has all the latest in trending. And when we come back, let's get into some best-case scenario and worst-case scenarios for the Patriots this season again, right after the update.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox return to action tonight, looking to get back in the win column when the Sox begin a three-game series with the Padres in San Diego. First pitch is at 9:40. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Mike Monaco right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Style Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Walker Buehler will get the start for the Sox in the series opener against the Padres' Nick Pivetta. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand at 8:40. Braintree has advanced to the Little League World Series after last night's 3-2 extra innings walk-off win over Bedford, New Hampshire. Up next, Braintree will play South Carolina on Thursday, August 14th from Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Tonight is the New England Patriots preseason opener against the Washington Commanders from Gillette Stadium. Kickoff is at 7:30. Prior to tonight's game, the Patriots will unveil a 12-foot Tom Brady statue outside the Patriots Hall of Fame. WEEI Afternoons will be broadcasting live 2 to 6 from the Dean College stage at Patriot Place ahead of tonight's ceremony. There were three NFL preseason games last night. The Baltimore Ravens defeated the Indianapolis Colts 24-16. The Cincinnati Bengals fell 34-27 to the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Las Vegas Raiders and Seattle Seahawks finished their game tied at 23-23. And tomorrow night, the New England Revolution hosts DC United. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 7:30. When we say we want to lose weight, we mean fat, not muscle. New studies show up to 40% of weight lost in new meds is muscle, not fat. Keep your muscle, lose your fat with Awaken 180. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.